Hi, this is Pat Gohn, host of the Among Women podcast, and this is another coffee break, a short moment of sharing from my recent conversation with Lisa Schmidt, one of the bloggers at The Practicing Catholic. All right, so I love the name The Practicing Catholic. So tell me what being a practicing Catholic means for you. Like, where does that phrase speak to you? Like, how do you practice?
I have a friend, and he says that by staying close to the logic of the liturgical cycle, theology is first and best done in the furnace of the divine liturgy. And I think what that means for me is that I go back to, you know, what I was saying before about the beauty of what Holy Mother Church has given us in terms of the framework of the daily mass readings. And if you follow that, and if you follow the liturgical season, for me, it seems like I'm so in sync with what's going on in the world, or what's going on spiritually around me, physically around me, and it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so one of the easiest things that I do is simply, and I don't do it every day, unfortunately. Sometimes it's my goal to read the daily mass readings. You know, if I could get to daily mass, I would. It's not a reality in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So the second best thing for me to do is to read the readings and to reflect on them. And so as a practicing Catholic, for me, that's key. Mm-hmm. And then I find that when I come to Mass on Sunday, I'm so better prepared. And, you know, I get what's going on with those readings on Sunday because I've been following it all the way up through the week. Mm-hmm. So that's, for me, that's the big one.
I loved how you were sharing that you fit into the whole picture of thing, you know, the whole scheme of things in terms of the global church, because when you choose to connect in that way through the word of God, you know, that enlivens your heart. And the Holy Spirit does work on us when we allow ourselves to be, you know, led by that word that we hear resonating in our heart. And I don't know if this happens with you or not, but I just want to throw out something that I do with my own spiritual practice is a lot of times as I'm reading through the readings of the day, sometimes a word or a phrase, or maybe just one or two sentences. It's not a lot. You know, I don't have that big a brain to like memorize like the whole thing for the day. But sometimes there's just a phrase or a sentence that just, whatever it is, it just zings me. You know, it steps off the page. And I just know that that's the moment that God wants me to say, oh, let me pray over that one a little bit. Let me mull that over a bit more, you know, for the day. And, you know, I'm a big fan of journaling and, you know, people who've listened to me have heard me talk about Lectio Divinae and different ways to pray over the scriptures. But even if you don't have time for all of that, to just have that word or have that phrase be with you all day is a real gift.
I absolutely experience that. And sometimes even in Mass, there'll be a word that the priest says during the Eucharistic prayer that just, like you said, zings at you and you've heard it. You hear it every time you attend Mass, but for whatever reason, you know, Christ is putting that on your heart. So I think that's a beautiful practice and one that I hope to become better at. And I love your idea of journaling.
And usually I just start journaling about that phrase or maybe that paragraph or whatever it was that was catching my attention that day. Because it's interesting because then my journal becomes more of a conversation with the Word and ultimately a conversation with God. This has been a Coffee Break, Among Women. To hear the rest of this conversation, look for Among Women, Episode 123. Find us on iTunes or at SQPN. Or go to AmongWomenPodcast.com.